Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
There's some freewheeling watcher shooting marbles in the sky, holding your ears between their fingers, watching it burn till the fire dies. Why is it heroic to untether? How is a lonesome holy grail? And if we really come, couldn't I find myself in jail? Oh, keeper, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. But it's the only thing to do. Is it evolving, turning inward? Oh, what an easy way to be. Only kneeling at the altar of the great and mighty me. Let me break myself apart. Instead and scatter to my birds like a burial at sea. To be the gospel without words. Oh, my darlings, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. But it's the only thing to do. No honor in the pilgrimage until a soul returns to hold another's hand, and then, and only then, it learns that life is like a stone, only skipping for a time. It'll never see the other side. yesterday, a child came out to wonder. Caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, must appease him, and promises of someday make his dream. Seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town, and they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now till you drag your feet to slow the circles down. They go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. Lost some grandeur coming true. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. In the circle game.
Well, I met you on a midway at a fair. Yeah. ear. You were playing on the horses, playing on the guitar strings. You were playing like a devil, wearing wings.
Scorpio Shiro birthdays this weekend. Bonnie Raitt was born November 8th, 1949. There she is covering her Shiro, Joni Mitchell, with that song about the Midway. That is on Bonnie Raitt's album, Streetlights. And we heard Joni herself with The Circle Game, always such a great song for a birthday. That comes from Ladies of the Canyon. And if you are a Joni Mitchell fan, and also if you're a Bonnie Raitt fan, I recommend checking out The Road to Joni, where you get to hear Bonnie Raitt talking about her personal road to Joni and where that road led her, along with tons of other artists. The Road to Joni is available wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to the She Rose Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always. Together, we'll turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. And before we get into what's coming up, I want to remind you that, like everyone in public radio and in audio as well, She Rose is in critical need of financial support, and our very first fundraising campaign has been in progress. We are nearly halfway to our goal, but we need your support. Text She Rose to 53555. That's 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through our nonprofit partner, AIR, or you can visit SheRoseRadio.com to learn more. Thank you for supporting independent, femme and queer-produced radio and conversations like the one that you'll hear later this hour with Hannah Cohen as we celebrate the release of her fourth album, Earth Star Mountain. Looking forward to sharing that with you. It's coming up in the second part of the show. Right now, wishing SZA a very happy birthday. Saturday, November 8th, she shares her birthday with Bonnie Raitt from SZA's last album, SOS. Here's Shirt.
Been so lost without you all around me. Getting anxious. Leave me. Don't look back. It's all about you. In the dark right now. Feeling lost, but I like it. Comfort in my sense. And all about me. All I got right now. Feeling days of resentment. Simmer in my skin. It's all about. Stain on my shirt, noob, to my nerves, own. Got curb, going back on my word. Damn, you're so thirsty. Still don't know my words, still stress and perfection. Let you all in my mental, got me looking too desperate. Damn, broad day, sunshine. I found a way to get up still. Can't cry about the that I can change. Just my mind, gotta get out of here. Tough crowd. Comfort in my sense, not about me. All I got right now, feeling days of resentment. Shimmer in my skin, it's all about. Blood stain on my shirt, noob, to my nerves. Own, got curve, going back on my word. Damn, you're so thirsty. Still don't know my words, still stress and perfection. Let you all in my mental, got me looking too desperate. Damn, is it what you say? And how you do me? I'm supposed to trust, baby, supposed to love, and supposed to hurt this way. All I need is the best of you. All I got to say, give me all of you. In the dark right now, feeling lost, but I like it. Comfort in my sense, not about me. All I got right now, feeling days of resentment. Shimmer in my skin, it's all about. My shirt, noob, to my nerves, own. Got curve, going back on my word. Damn, you're so thirsty. Still don't know my words, still stress and perfection. Let you all in my mental, got me looking too desperate. Damn, rain is up.
Riperton would have been 78 on Saturday, November 8th. Lovin' You is from her second album, Perfect Angel, from 1974. It was written by Minnie Riperton and her husband, Richard Rudolph, and was produced by Richard Rudolph and Stevie Wonder, and came out on November 29th, 1974. It was recorded with Minnie Riperton's baby, Maya Rudolph, in the studio, which is a fun fact. And in fact, if you listen to the album version, not the radio version, but the album version of that song, you'll hear that name repeated at the end of the song. Also wishing SZA a very happy birthday. She shares a born day with Minnie on November 8th. I'm Carmel Holt. Don't go anywhere. This week, we welcome Hannah Cohen to the Shiro Spotlight as we celebrate the release of her fourth album, Earth Star Mountain. It's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Stepping away from Shiro's Radio here on KAXC, I'm Malachi Coons. We'll get you right back to more from Carmel Holt. KAXC receives support from our listener members and from Lakeland PBS. Stay connected with Lakeland News, offering local news, weather, and sports, available on demand on the PBS app. Stage North Theater presents 10 November, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, through November 10th at the Franklin Arts Center in Brainerd. Find showtimes and tickets at stagenorththeater.com. The mountain bike trails at Tioga Recreation Area near Cohasset will be closed through the 23rd of this month due to deer hunting. And on Stay Human this weekend, get out your dancing shoes. We'll hear stories about learning to dance, the polka capital of the world, dancing while painting, and more. Push the furniture aside and dance along on Stay Human, Saturday mornings at 9 and Sundays at 5 here on KAXE.
You're listening to Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. Singer and songwriter Hannah Cohen was born in the San Francisco area and born into a family of poets and musicians, including her jazz drummer father. As a teenager, Hannah moved to New York and traveled the world working as a model. Yet soon, the gravitational pull of the familiar world of music and art shifted her focus to New York City's music scene. And as she found friendships and community with singers, writers, and producers, she started teaching herself guitar and writing songs and sharing them. And in 2012, Hannah's debut record, Child Bride, was released, produced by Thomas Bartlett. Pleasure Boy, her sophomore album, followed in 2015. It was a move to the Catskill Mountains in 2018 that signaled a new chapter of Hannah's creative and musical growth, working with her partner Sam Evian on a third album, 2019's aptly titled Welcome Home, and in the years that followed, building that home and a recording studio in their barn, now known as Flying Cloud. In today's conversation, Hannah will share the journey to her newest album, which, just like the slowing pace of leaving the city for the mountains and the nature that now surrounds her, has taken time to become her most fully realized effort to date. It's called Earth Star Mountain, and I'm so happy to welcome Hannah Cohen as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Hannah Cohen, welcome to Shiro's.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm honored.
Oh, please, the honor is mine. And I was just saying that this has been a long time in the making. I remember approaching you last year at Newport and being like, hi, let's be friends. I have a show. It's called Shiro's.
I remember.
You should come do the show.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. I can't believe it's been a year.
And you were at Newport this year playing, right?
Yes. Yes.
How was that?
It was a dream. It was incredible.
I mean, can't get more iconic than the Newport Folk Festival.
No, it was unbelievable. A really special festival.
So I'm thinking about how that community feels and the community that you and Sam have now built. Talk to us a little bit about that. Talk to us about how that community has shifted things for you creatively.
Well, I think there's just this sort of open door, very welcoming community up here musically. And since we moved up here, we've made so many musical friends and neighbor friends. I know building a studio up here, having artists come from, you know, New York or LA or France or wherever. Yeah. People are coming from all over the place, but like sharing this, it's just been such a dream.
Well, this has been a long time in the making, your fourth record, Earth Star Mountain. when I was reading through the lore of this album, which kind of immediately when you look at the album cover, you're like, oh, there's a story here, you know?
I'm glad that that comes across.
Yeah, totally. And I'm familiar with your earlier records and you can hear that there's been a shift.
Yeah.
So that's intentionally why I wanted to start there. It sounds, literally sounds like that environment and being surrounded by nature as well has really shifted things for you.
Absolutely. And having time to marinate and keep writing and not push things. And I think working with Sam Evian, my partner, that has a lot to do with it as well. And, you know, we made a record together 6 years ago, but we've been growing together as artists and musically and exploring together what we want to do. And yeah, so that's a big shift too, is like us together as a producer and writer has been really cool. But the Catskills, nature, the creek, you know, hiking and observing many years of rot and repeat and the seasons and being completely immersed in nature and observing time in a completely different way, I think has changed me.
Right. And you're also, you know, a human that's experiencing time as well. You settled here 8 years ago?
We moved up. It'll be 7 years.
Okay,
in December. It'll be 7 years. So we're newbies up here.
Yeah,
But we moved up here full time. But I had been living in New York City for 15 years.
That's
almost
a big shift.
Yeah. And there was like a lot of processing, I think, and like shedding the city life and what that time meant for me. I'm still kind of figuring it out and observing it. And that was super effed up.
Well, why don't we go into one of these songs? Your pick. What comes to mind as we're setting the scene?
Setting the scene. I think Earth Star, really, that was the first song that I wrote that really felt like it was going to represent the rest of the record sonically. And so, start with Earth Star.
Earth Star is a mushroom?
It's a mushroom that grows on the East Coast, but in our backyard, that I found one day on a hike. And I was like, what the f*** is this? Because it's like, it was dried up and I thought it was like a sculpture or something. And it felt like it was put there for me.
Do we call Earth Star the title track of your record? There's Mountain and then Earth Star. Yeah. I'm sure that was deliberate.
I mean, we can go really wild with this. Sequencing is an art.
Yes, it is.
And when I was trying to figure out the sequence of this record, it took me a minute because it's like a puzzle piece. And a record can be received in a completely different way depending on the sequencing.
Totally.
And telling a story or just like sonically or chemically, it can feel different. It's really wild. So
totally.
But Earth Star, man. Earth Star. There's a lot.
Love it.
There's a lot going on there.
I think I know you well. At least I think I do. A perfect stranger.
That was Earth Star from the album Earth Star Mountain by Hannah Cohen, who is our guest today on Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. So I'd love to dig back a little bit to your earlier days, wherever you and music first met up. How did this part of your creative journey begin?
Well, I guess it would start as a child. My father is a jazz drummer, Myron Cohen. So I think music has always been in my life. Musicians always around, coming through, staying with us. My dad was very involved in the jazz scene in California and the Bay Area. That's where I'm from, Bay Area. 30 minutes outside of San Francisco, but was born in Alameda. But music was from day one, always part of my life. I had piano lessons, guitar lessons. And then when I was 18, I had this boyfriend in New York that was a musician, and he had this very like welcoming music community. And I started singing on people's records and writing my own songs starting at like 19, which
wow.
they were terrible, but you know, you gotta, you
gotta
know,
start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really feel like the record that Sam and I made, well, Welcome Home, the last record, I really started to feel like that was the music that I always wanted to be making. And it just took me a while to arrive there. And also just, yeah, like finding the right person to make music with might take a minute. Not discrediting anyone that I worked with before, but I think, yeah, there's something about finding like your translator or someone that you connect with.
Definitely.
And that also happens to be my partner.
Jackpot.
Which is a tricky road you have to navigate.
Yes.
Delicately.
Yes, of course.
But yeah. I also feel so lucky.
Yeah. Your journey was tied to relationships. And what's been your journey as far as like asserting yourself being a, I'm going to put this in air quotes, woman in music?
I think I try not to think about it too much. And I'm just like, I'm vibing. I'm just making what I'm making, and it's like stream of consciousness, or it's more deliberate, but I try and not let that with me.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the way that I think about being a woman in music, is just don't let it with you. And
right.
that we all deserve to be here, and we all deserve to share our stories and our viewpoints and our experience. I just try not to like play into it.
Right. What has been your experience with working with men and women? And do you find anything that is different or shifts for you when you have other women in the room with you?
Well, I mean, there's like a deep understanding working with women, I think. There's, I don't want to get myself into trouble here. I love working with men and women, but yeah, like I had this really wonderful singer, Halsey Harkins, come in, and we toured just for two shows with her in Colorado. And she just was so seamless, you know, singing with her. She's singing harmonies with me. And it was just so easy. And I mean, that's probably her too. But
yeah,
it just felt so relaxed and easy. And I don't know, having somebody, I think I'm getting myself into trouble here, but anyhow, I think it's, yeah, it's just like an understanding, like a quiet understanding.
Yeah.
That's different, but I get a lot of respect and I feel understood. Yeah.
Who were your sheroes?
Okay. I listen to a lot of different music and artists, but there's always, it's a female vocalist mostly.
And
it's Gal Costa, it's Amalia Rodriguez, it's, you know, Heart. I love, currently in the last couple of years, I've been really into the legendary Clark sisters, the gospel singers, incredible singers and people. I love Mina, the Italian singer, very cool. I love drama in music, not in my life, but I love to experience drama through like torch songs or like, I mean, Gal Costa was just, you know, she had so much drama. And,
You can hear it on this record too.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, this might be a perfect setup for something that has drama. Your pick.
Okay. Let's say Dog Years.
You want to set this song up as far as like what the song is about?
It's about questioning what direction your life is going to go, and what is a lifetime, and like how do you navigate this life, and you know, the rug might get pulled out at any moment, and being prepared but not scared.
It's good.
When was the last time you really let yourself go? When it's too good, feels like a simulation. Get pulled out, the heartbreak could get loud. Better to measure it in dog years. Ooh. Still don't know
Dog Years. It closes Hannah Cohen's new album, Earth Star Mountain, her fourth. She's here with us on Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. So one of the things that we talk about on Shiro's is presentation and being visible, being seen. I know that you have some background in modeling. So, and this is the first time that I've ever had a musician who's also a model. So I was excited to talk to you about this topic because people have varying, like, complicated relationships with that.
I think I do as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
I don't like it.
Oh, okay. Because I would have walked into this being like, oh, she's got to be so comfortable in front of the camera.
Well,
She's used to it.
I am. Yeah. But I think... I would say that if I hear like model slash musician, I'm always like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I think modeling was something that I did when I was young, a teenager.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, not who I am. And I quickly figured out that that wasn't really, you know, something that was for me. I mean, I love doing it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to travel as a young person all over the world.
Yeah,
and it was
cool.
Very exciting. Like, what 17-year-old doesn't want to do that,
yeah.
You know, and like have that opportunity. It was very cool. But also, I think, you know, I quickly realized that that wasn't, you know, I stopped modeling kind of, I had a short career. I kind of fizzled out of it.
Yeah, you put the brakes on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just started doing a bunch of drugs and, you know, and then, you know, I had to pull it back.
Right.
But yeah, I still dabble in it here and there if there's like a cool project that I want to be involved in. But I mean, who doesn't want to do that when they're a teenager?
Totally.
It's very cool.
So how has your relationship with the visual aspect of what you do shifted over time?
I think I'm still figuring that out, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've always in recent times been more of a sideman, like backing vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
I think with, you know, like every show, I feel stronger and more confident. And it's all about like reps, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's so much to get into and I don't have much resources at this point, but maybe one day I'll be like Bjork and have some insane costume and thing that I'm in. I don't know.
I like that for you.
Or like, I always loved Elton John's on the Muppets, his Crocodile Rock outfit. I don't know. I think there's a lot of room for glam, but there's like so many different directions that I want to go musically and artistically. I love disco. Yeah,
I could see you
funky.
Going into your disco era.
I love to dance, but also like I love sad folk tunes and like mystical, majestic stuff.
Yeah.
And I think you can combine both of them. So
why not?
Yeah, I guess I'm doing that. I feel like on this record, there's something for everyone on it. Hopefully, that's the goal. I'm covering a lot of ground.
Right? That must have felt very liberating for you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it took me a while to put this record out. I needed time. There's a Ennio Morricone cover in there. And there was Mountain, which I wrote right before putting the record out. And so like, I needed to wait for those songs. They were like really the puzzle pieces in the sequence. So I don't know where I landed on this part of the conversation, but oh yeah, presenting.
And your evolution and like what you started to talk about, you know, how there's going into a more disco era, you know, which would bring with it all kinds of fun options.
Absolutely.
I mean, you do rock a good suit.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love a suit.
Yeah.
I had this pink suit, this giant pink suit that I was wearing like 6 years ago that I loved. It was like bubblegum pink.
Amazing.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm kind of like, what are those fish that like shiny things and will bite you? In the ocean. Is it a barracuda?
I didn't know that about barracuda.
Yeah, I think there's like that you can't wear like shiny things in the water. But
Wow.
Not that I would bite anybody, but I love sparkly things. But yeah, I like color. I'm wearing, this is like a vintage. I also love vintage.
Yeah.
Like recycle, you know, we don't need new stuff you can find.
Yeah.
And all the new stuff that's being made is because they like old stuff.
You know what? When I had Billy Martin on the show recently,
love her. Yeah.
Goddess.
Oh my God.
And she, when we got to this part of the conversation, she was talking about, well, it was fascinating, not to regurgitate that interview, but She said that she definitely has both feminine and masculine mm-hmm. inclinations. And sometimes she really wants to be one of the boys mm-hmm. and she wants to play guitar like the boys. And mm-hmm. so she like ends up just wanting to like, you know, wear what a boy would wear on tour, which is mm-hmm. like the t-shirt they were wearing yesterday mm-hmm. and jeans that they've been wearing for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then sometimes she wants to be in a floaty long
and
dress
be a goddess.
And
yeah.
like float down the aisle. And she has sort of landed on like, I want to be able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
But she just started working with, what made me think of it actually was that you were talking about vintage. She just started working with a friend who's starting a new business that's all about being a stylist, but only using
vintage. Cool.
Close.
Upcycle.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I should start working with that person too.
You should. I was, yeah.
I'll reach
Hot
out
tip.
To Billy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Talk to us a little bit about, so you had these 4 or 5 years working on these songs and you're collaborating with lots of folks who are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Paint a picture of your life, like for real, like coming from you, not like the, you know, romanticized version that we've been reading about.
But. Yeah. You know, we work really hard. There's a balance between kind of taking the torch between Sam in a record cycle or making a record
mm-hmm.
and him touring.
Mm-hmm.
And then we break and then we say yes to so many sessions, and it's a revolving door of artists and musicians who are coming through and staying with us
mm-hmm.
all throughout the year. It's never not a session happening.
Wow.
And then there's me and my record cycle, which is the main focus right now because Sam is my MD and in my band. We're just working constantly. And then when we're not working, we're absolutely bananas over our dog and we are hiking with her and worshiping her. It's like Jan is our religion. We have like a sickness in the head for Jan. So it's like dogs, 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 tour, music, 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 food, 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 cooking. I don't know why I'm repeating food, food, food. We cook a lot. We're, you know, hiking. We have friends over all the time when we're not having sessions. It's just, we're busy. But I guess like busy isn't a great thing too. But yeah, we're just constantly in motion and growing and trying to, you know, make things better in the studio. And, you know, over the last, well, since we moved upstate, it'll be 7 years. But the last 4 years, we were building the studio in the barn on the property and renovating and doing
a lot.
Did you
physically do that yourselves?
Yeah,
or?
We did a lot of it ourselves.
Oh,
and
wow.
then we had some help. Like, we couldn't pour the cement.
Right, right,
you know.
Right.
But we, yeah, like, pulled all the siding off, reframed
wow.
it. And we had help, too. We have some great local guys helping
yeah.
us out. And then building the apartment in the studio. And, yeah, there's a lot that Sam and I have been doing over the last, you know, 7 years being up here almost. I don't know how it's been 7 years because it still feels so fresh and I'm still, you know, exploring and finding so many new things that I love about this area and love about running a studio. And yeah, it's just always evolving and changing and we're shifting to support that and flow with it. So yeah.
Can I ask, as far as the studio goes, there's a lot, you know, that goes into running a studio. You mentioned some of it. I'm assuming that it isn't all just you and Sam. You probably have other folks there or no?
No, it's just me and Sam.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm in charge of hospitality and cooking, and like bands will come up and stay with us for 2 weeks. And we take care of the meals and streamline the process for them. And then Sam is the producer and engineer. Sometimes he once had an assistant, but he needs one, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just us running
wow.
these sessions. And Jan. Jan is running the sessions.
Jan's running the sessions, yes.
She's like the therapy dog, but you also kind of have to like win her over, which is also a challenge that I think people like to have.
Mm.
But yeah, so Sam's working with the artists and, you know, and bands, and I'm the hospitality and kind of like den mother.
Yeah.
You know, and making sure that everyone's okay. And that's also like a wild thing too, is like, you know, like artists come up and people have things happening in their lives, and like being a safe space for people to land is something that I feel very honored to be able to like offer or be there for. So, mm-hmm. 'cause we're sensitive. Artists are sensitive.
Yeah. Super.
I mean, it's a gift. It's also, you know,
it's a burden.
It's
as
a
well.
Burden and a gift to be able to like tap into the sensitivities of life and this planet. Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, we really pride ourselves in having a space and building a space that people want to come to and that can like reset and also work on music. It's, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. we don't want it to be like woo woo, like, oh, this is like artist's retreat. But it really is, because we're artists and we know what artists need.
Yeah.
We know what they need to eat, you know, like streamlining that process, making food that makes people feel energized and good and not like all claggy and like, you know.
Yeah. Ordering burritos or pizza or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like making meals from like local goods, from like our neighbor's farm, or having a farm dinner over mm-hmm. at our neighbor's. We just feel so lucky that we have this like little tiny piece of our pie. We want to share it with everybody. And we feel also so lucky that we're artists and are able to do that. It's wild to us every day.
It's super yeah. dreamy. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah. It's been so awesome to have you here. Thank you for your time and your
Thank
openness.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to do the Shiro's Magic Wand Wish now, if you're ready for that.
Okay.
You ready to make a wish? We're trying to manifest here positive change wherever needed in mm-hmm. our industry, for women, for non-binary folks, queer folks, and BIPOC folks. Like all the folks who are out there doing it, maybe not getting the same mm-hmm. opportunities or recognition, or yeah. not having the same platform. First thought, best thought, you've got the wand, Hannah Cohen. You're making your first wish.
I think I wish for respect. I think that is what I wish for everyone,
yeah.
is respect.
That's a good wish.
Yeah.
I can get behind that one. May it be so. Hannah Cohen, thank you for being with us on Shiro's. What song should we go out with?
Dragon.
I love this song so much. Anything you want to tell us about it before we go in?
It's about observations, but it also is about having a sense of humor about your life, that we're all going through the same thing. Yeah. And your family really can make you crazy. But it's also lighthearted and there's a lot of love in there.
Thanks once again to Hannah Cohen. Thank you for being with us on
Thank
Shiro's.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun. Thank you.
Many thanks to Hannah Cohen for being with us. Her fourth album, Earth Star Mountain, is available now on Bella Union. Next, we close the hour with a birthday salute to Corin Tucker of Sleater-Kinney and Rebel Girl and Bikini Kill founder Kathleen Hanna. That's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
This is People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We'll get you right back to more from Shiro's. We receive support from The Forge in Grand Rapids, offering a space where students, entrepreneurs, and workers can bring their ideas to evolve into products, careers, or businesses. Building a culture of innovation and diversity in the heart of Itasca County. Learn more at theforgeitasca.org, where ideas take shape. Are you interested in becoming an on-air volunteer DJ at KAXE, KBXE? On-air volunteers are the lifeblood of our station, and we have a fall training coming up next week, Wednesday, November 12th at KAXE, or in Bemidji at KBXE, Thursday, November 13th. Both classes run 5:30 to 7. Email volunteer at KAXE.org for more info or to confirm your attendance. Thank you for hanging out with KAXE. We're headed back to Shiro's Radio.
It's She Rose and I'm Carmel Holt. Happy birthday to She Rose alum Corin Tucker of Sleater-Kinney on Sunday, November 9th. This from their fifth album, All Hands on the Bad One. Happiest birthday to the Rebel Girl and Bikini Kill founder, Kathleen Hanna, born November 12th, 1969. And also happy birthday to Corin Tucker of Sleater-Kinney. Sunday, November 9th, we heard You're No Rock and Roll Fun from All Hands on the Bad One, which, by the way, is marking its 25th anniversary this year. That does it for this week's edition of She Rose Radio. Thank you, as always, for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. She Rose Radio is produced by me. It's mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the She Rose podcast, also to the Road to Joni podcast, and our YouTube channel, She Rose Productions. We are 100% independent, and that is made possible through the support of our public radio affiliates and now listeners like you. Through a partnership with the nonprofit AIR, we have a fundraising campaign now in progress. We ask your support. Text SHEROES to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation or visit SHEROESRADIO.com. Thank you for supporting our work. Thank you for joining us. Remember, music is our superpower. Until next time, I'm Carmel Holtz. Thanks for listening.